Good morning. Coming up on 9:09 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our monthly chat with John Vest of the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Good to have you on here. And, you know, a radio technology topic kind of popped up here at the radio station this morning, because on some of the speakers, you know, we monitor the different FM stations, and 104.1 was coming with some different programming. It was coming out of Oklahoma City.
Ah, some bleed over.
Yeah, we had some tropospheric ducting this morning, and so what I did was I pulled up the VHF monitoring map. It's something that hams use to see when there are openings on VHF radio, and sure enough, boy oh boy, are there some openings this morning to Oklahoma City, down to Texas, that sort of thing. And basically, when this happens, there's a layer of pretty much warm air, like a sandwich of warm air and then cold air underneath that. And so it allows the radio signals can't go up into the atmosphere like they normally do. They just kind of bounce around, and they can go way further than the horizon. So that's what's happening this morning. So if you're listening to one of the FMs and you're like, why am I hearing this? You may be in Oklahoma City, they may be hearing us, and in here, we're here in Oklahoma City. So it's one of those things, and, you know, back in the day, you'd get that on those police band radios. I'm sure you remember listening into all sorts of stuff that would come from, you know, in the late summer, you'd hear all sorts of wild things.
Oh, yeah, you could listen to Oklahoma City, you could listen to Dallas, Texas, even, at times, on the scanners.
Yep.
And back then they were crystals and they were wide open. I mean, now you have narrow banding, where back then it was wide band, which you could pick up a lot of different stuff on the same frequency.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, just learning a little bit about ham radio can help you know about the world around you, and of course the radio world that we live in, because, hey, believe it or not, you know, a cell phone is just a radio.
That's right.
That's all it is.
It's in the 800 and the bottom of the 900 frequencies.
Yep. 900 megahertz there. So, yeah. So, John, if people, you know, are listening here, and, you know, we talk a lot on the program about ham radio and what it is, but I know we have new listeners all the time. So maybe in a nutshell, if you could just describe a little bit about, you know, what is ham radio? What's the licensing process? Because, you know, this is a licensed hobby.
Yes, it is. The licensing used to, you had to have Morse code and go novice and then technician. Now there is no novice, and you do not have to have Morse code at all now. And that's what held a lot of people up from getting their license, was Morse code, because it was kind of rough to learn. So now you can become a technician just by taking the test. You do have to know a lot of little knowledges, stuff like that, but it's pretty easy to learn. And we actually give classes. We help you get your license. We help you get, you know, take, we give the test almost every month now.
Yeah.
And we just had one this last month, get her license at the meeting.
So we've got five different people take their test now. We've got a sixth we're working on. I think he said he's about ready. So maybe here next month, he'll be able to take his test. And so that's great. We continue to be happy to be a resource. So, you know, if people are out there listening and say, hey, I'm kind of interested in this, the good thing is we even have some study books available. We can run you one, and you can start studying on your own, and then the club's around to answer some questions that you have and help you get going. And the other thing that, you know, I appreciate, John, and so we have so many very generous hams in the Coffeyville Club, the Independence Club, around Montgomery County, who are happy to help out with, you know, loaning some equipment, and also some great resources in just, you know, getting people started, maybe checking out their equipment, make sure it's working, and then getting them going. Because that's the other thing is, you know, once you get your license, we don't stop there. You know, we've got some real generous people who will get you on the air, help you get your setup. Because it is, if you're coming in from ground zero, you know, there's a lot to learn and figure out.
Right, and we're also offering right now, a radio. It's a handheld radio. If you get your license, you'd be qualified to get a radio free from our club for joining our club and getting your license.
Yeah, that's another incentive here. We're trying to be kind of a one-stop shop where we'll really assist you in getting on the air as fast as possible. And the other thing that, John, I want to start kind of previewing, because we are approaching the month of June, and the month of June, and specifically the end of June, is a really big ham radio holiday. You want to tell us about Field Day?
Field Day will be the last weekend in June, and during that weekend, we set up for emergency communications. We have we set up portable antennas. We set up portable radios, the whole systems, and we then make contacts for 24 hours. During that time, we talk to, in years past, we've talked to everybody, you name it. We've talked to every state in the union. We've talked to lots of different countries. And, you know, we do as much as we can. And we usually make approximately a couple, 300 contacts during that weekend and during that 24-hour period. And if you guys want to come up and learn what ham radio is about, we're going to be up on Big Hill. And you can come up there. You can get on the radio and learn how to use the radio and you know, get over, you know, a lot of people have mic fright, and you can get over the mic fright and be talking on the radio that weekend. And that would give you a good insight on, you know, the hobby of ham radio.
Well, I know a lot of our current club members who just got licensed are looking forward to this, because it's going to be something, you know, they're going to be able to see some setups that they might not have seen before, some equipment that's new, and some techniques that are new. Because a lot of the people, you know, when you first get your license, you're talking on basically handhelds and base stations where you're basically talking locally. Well, when you additionally upgrade and get your next level license, you can talk with bigger antennas, you can talk further distances, and something called HF as opposed to like UHF and VHF. So it's like high frequency as opposed to VHF and UHF, different frequencies. So basically, you're allowed to use different bands that are conducive for, they're a little bit closer to like the shortwave frequencies. And so you're talking bigger antennas. So I know a lot of our members are interested in seeing some of these setups and how they are put up. So this is kind of ham radio's annual open house, if you will. This is where, you know, we're going to set up in a public place. Public is invited to come. And of course, Coffeeville is not the only club doing this. You've got clubs all across America that are going to be doing this.
Yeah, and it is, we get points for every contact that we make. We also get points for people coming in and making contacts and learning about the radio. And like I said, it's a opening into the hobby of ham radio. And it also opens up a door to an area that a person could get a job with the, you know, FEMA, places like that. We had a club member that had been working for FEMA, and he got to his job through ham radio, and he went all over the world. It wasn't just in the United States. He went all over the world through ham radio, and like I said, it was a job. And you can also learn more about all types of emergency management and emergency communications. It is a way to get into like the job of emergency manager, because you can take all the courses and get that type of education.
Yeah. Well, and Field Day at its core is an emergency management exercise. This is a chance for us to practice getting our equipment out into, you know, unfamiliar location, if you will, something that, you know, being able to set up emergency power. So we're bringing all our infrastructure. It doesn't rely on anything else. We're bringing that to a location, setting up. We would do the same exact thing if there was some sort of widespread emergency where communications were out. We could go somewhere and set up. So we're going to be at the Oak Crest Lodge here, and that's June 24th and 25th is the actual dates for Field Day. So we'll have more information here next month on the specifics of when everyone can stop by. But something to take a look at your calendar if you want to make sure you're in town and you can come by and hang out, and all are welcome for that. But yeah, the other thing is we do have the meeting coming up tomorrow. So, John, you want to tell us a little bit about that and how people can stop by and interact with the club members?
Tomorrow at 7 p.m., we have a meeting at the Reawakening Center on 9th Street here in Coffeeville. And everybody's invited to come to it. You don't have to be a ham. You don't even have to even want to be a ham. You can just come and see what it's all about. And it starts at 7 o'clock, and usually the meeting will last just maybe 30 minutes to an hour, and then we actually do a lot of talking afterwards.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, we've been working on a few projects. You know, people might bring radios they need to be programmed. We've got a lot of great resources and sometimes a little show and tell, that sort of thing. So it's a fun time to learn about some radio and technology and interact with some of the locals. And, you know, a lot of us might say, hey, I need some help with this antenna or that sort of thing. So that's, hams are always happy to help. I was just listening in some of the repeaters there. It's a group down in the Bartlesville Club. They kind of have almost like an action crew that'll go out, you know, say someone needs their antenna put up, they have a problem with their tower or whatever, they'll send down like the action team to go fix it on a weekend. And so that's another great resource. And I know even there was some I think it was the SEK Club had a special event station this past weekend, and they went out and they activated, kind of like we will at Field Day. They just brought our transmitter and an antenna, and they did a special event station to commemorate a particular event or celebration. And so they kind of put that location on the air, if you will. So a unique opportunity for sure.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's a way to get into all sorts of different fields also. I mean, it's a lot of people just think, oh, it's just a radio. Well, it's a lot more than that when it comes down to it. You can get into a lot of different fields of work, fields of enjoyment, of fun, having going out on weekends and chasing down transmitters that are hidden. They have, you know, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt, looking mm-hmm. for transmitters that are out in the middle of nowhere. And you can get into that, and it's kind of fun getting into that. It takes you to some really interesting spots in the world.
Absolutely, yep. And I know we got people who are listening who are interested in, you know, whatever aspect of the hobby they may be. That's the good thing. There's something for everyone. And of course, we have the website coffeevillearc.org. Or John, how can they get a hold of you if they have questions?
If they have any questions, they can call me at 620-515-0097. Call me 24 hours a day. I answer my phone 24 hours a day.
He pretty much does.
They can text me or call me. And it's not just for adults either. Anybody can get into it. Kids 7, 8 years old can get into it, get their license, and start in on it also. I mean, it's not a hobby just for adults. It's for everyone. It is a actual family hobby that you can get into.
Yeah, and that can be super convenient too. I mean, both my parents are licensed, and I can call them up on the radio, which is great. It's another backup form of communication, because you never know. So it's always just one of those things that you're never worried about communication when you're a ham. There's always some options. So, John, I really appreciate you coming in, as always, letting us know about the club, and hope everyone can make it here for the meeting tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Coffeeville Reawakening, 115 West 9th. And, yeah, everyone is welcome, and we'll be talking some a little bit about Field Day, and so you can stop on by and get your questions answered, or head on over to the website, coffeevillearc.org.
And also on Field Day, if you want to come out and try your hand at the radio, we also will have food there.
Oh, there's
and
always
drinks.
Food. Yeah.
We are people that like to eat.
Absolutely. Yep. I've been part of some as a ham club in Arkansas. They said, yeah, we're an eating club with a ham radio hobby.
Yeah.
This is what it is. So, all right. Well, John Vest, thank you so much for stopping by and letting us know about all things ham radio. And I'll see you at the meeting tomorrow.
Okay. I appreciate KGGF getting behind us with this. And it's a real good deal.
Absolutely. You know, happy to do it. And we got the net tonight, so don't forget 8:30 for UHF and 9 o'clock for VHF.
Yep.
All right, and we'll be back to open line. We'll actually start open line here in just a couple of minutes, so keep it here on the Mighty 690.